Tucson.
Sí.
Now, do you understand? You have a $10 million insurance policy. I know that.
Siga mis instrucciones. Que Dios se apiade de su hijo. Saque su camisa blanca por la ventana. Vaya al lado este del puente Necaxi. Cruza al otro lado.
I will love you. Come on.
That's how it works, huh? Simple, right?
Come on.
Hmm? She got a sister. How's business?
Japanese. Oh, yeah, in a big way.
Cheap labor, factory space, but they feel a lot safer living over the border in El Paso. I ferry them back and forth. They think I'm John Wayne.
Huh. Live like a king down here.
Yes, you do.
You been working?
Yeah, no. No. Been moving around, you know, Columbia, a couple of places I can't name. Nothing catches my fancy. You think God will forgive us for what we've done?
No.
You don't? Me either.
How long are you staying?
I don't know. I just, you know. I wanted to see you, Ray. See how you're doing. You know, came by on impulse.
I could do with some impulse.
What happened?
Family paid the ransom. Then they sent the kid home after a couple of days. Minus an ear, of course.
And every mother in Mexico City with a little bit of money wants bigger and better bodyguards. My own wife included.
I hate to break it to you, but she's right. She's right. Look, Sammy, all my clients have kidnapping ransom insurance.
I have a policy. AIG. My dad gave it to me.
Yeah, I know. I got it for your dad. But what are you going to do in 60 days when you can't renew it? You can't because you don't have a bodyguard.
I know. I had to let Amelia go.
But you got to please Lisa. I mean, an ass like that's hard to find. Look, Bodyguards like anything else. You get what you pay for. Okay? You can do this. You get one that's got a decent resume. We're not looking for a goddamn Superman here, right? Get someone cheap. So you renew the policy and then and fire the prick for whatever, incompetence. Look, all kidding aside, the most important thing here is that your daughter goes back to school and that your wife gets to save face. And this way you won't be the only unprotected family in the neighborhood.
That's right. A bodyguard. Your Spanish is good enough.
You're crazy.
You even looked the part.
My state, I couldn't guard a corpse.
It's rich guys flashing their cash. It's all for show. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah? You think they'd hire a drunk or has-been?
You have to keep it under control.
And what if there was, you know, just say a kidnapping attempt? What do I do then?
You do your best. They're not going to be paying you enough to perform miracles. It's not exactly a scam, Kreese. Even at half speed, you're pretty damn good.
Yeah. Bodyguards got to be close to people, though. They got to talk all the time. And, you know, I'm looking at that.
It'll be the silent type. People are going to appreciate that.
Bodyguard. So who's the guy?
Samuel Ramos is a young guy. He owns one of the plants in Juarez.
Yeah?
The Jap car industry is in the toilet. He's trying to persuade Ford to partner with him. I think he's in trouble. His family lives in Mexico City. He asked me if I knew anybody he could trust.
And you thought of me?
Take a job, Kreese. Breathe some air. Then decide if you want to stick around or not. Besides, I'm glad to see him. You know, I got nobody to talk to down here.
Listen, my wife wants someone presentable and polite. It will be the fifth candidate she sees this week. Your resume is quite impressive. 16 years of military experience, extensive counterterrorism work. I'm surprised anybody could afford you. What's the catch?
I drink.
How does that affect you?
Coordination, reaction time. If top professionals try to kidnap your daughter, I'll do the best I can, but the service will be on par with the pay.
What if amateurs try it?
You'd probably kill him. Is that likely?
No. No one is to know about your drinking. That includes my wife.
My wife, Lisa, and Mr. John Creasy.
You're an American.
So are you.
It's all in there.
Would you like a drink?
Yes, Jack and water would be good.
Have you done much of this kind of work before?
No, ma'am.
But he has a lot of experience in related fields.
You have a family, Mr. Creasy?
No.
Peter? Peter?
Thank you.
Honey, this is Mr. Creasy.
Buenas tardes, señor Creasy. Mucho gusto en conocer.
It's in English, honey. Do you want to show Mr. Creasy to his room?
This way, Mr. Creasy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just like that?
I think it's nice that he's an American.
I think it's terrific. Sean?
Thank you. Thank you. I feel better now.
Hola, Bruno.
Buenas tardes.
That's Bruno the gardener. And that's Maria the cook. Hola, Maria.
Hola, Pita.
Pita threw him up 2 weeks ago. It's nicer than before. You've got a TV and a CD player. What kind of music do you like, Mr. Creasy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
That's Bird. Emilio forgot to take him when he left. Emilio was my last bodyguard. Have you protected a lot of children before, Mr. Creasy?
Creasy, you can call me Creasy. And no, you're the first.
Creasy. Bye, Creasy.
Sure.
Bye, Bird.
School tomorrow, peeps.
Not me, we can get a dog. Dad promised me one when I went back to school.
Yeah, we'll see. If you get a dog, will you give up your bear? You're getting too old for him. How'd you like Mr. Creasy?
Creasy. He said to call him just Creasy.
Uh-huh.
That's disrespectful, isn't it?
No, not if he asked you. Here.
He's like a bear, too.
Yeah?
Big, sad bear.
Is he sad?
I think, or something.
Come here, honey.
Oh, can you give me some floss in the morning?
Floss?
Yeah, the strawberry kind.
Oh, sure.
Toyota for Ford. If one dies, maybe she can resurrect the other one.
She likes him.
What are you talking about?
Creasy. Peter likes him.
Peter loves school. Peter would love Count Dracula if he took her back there.
Thank you.
Emilio, you're home free, baby.
From Percy?
U.S.
I know, but which state?
No state in particular.
You can drive and talk at the same time.
No, I can't, Peter, so please, let me just do my job.
Are you going to stay? My last bodyguard left. Someone gave him more money than we could.
I guess that makes me a bargain then, huh?
Being black, is that a positive or negative for a bodyguard in Mexico?
Time will tell.
There were 24 kidnappings in Mexico City in the last 6 days. Four a day.
Yeah?
Yes.
24?
24. What do you think about that, Chris?
I think that you know entirely more than you should.
Well, thank you.
After Arpita. It is not good that she's late today.
I'm very sorry. I have to get used to the roots. It won't happen again, I promise.
No offense, but I regret that your profession needs to exist.
So do I, Marjorie. So do I.
Do you ever see the hand of God in what you do?
No. Not for a long time.
The Bible says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil
with good. Romanos capítulo 12, versículo 21. I'm the sheep that got lost, Madre.
Did you like school?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember. I didn't like it.
Why not?
Because it wasn't a school like yours, Peter. There was no Sister Anna.
Were you unhappy?
Being unhappy, Peter, that's a state of mind. I really don't remember. Birth defect.
No, it's not.
Look, no more questions, okay?
Let me
really wasn't a question.
It sounded like a question to me. Look, I got a job.
Hey. No, gracias. Gracias, no. No.
Listen, I'm being paid to protect you, okay?
No, no, no.
I'm being paid to be your bodyguard. Look at me. I'm not being paid to be your friend. I'm being paid to protect you. So no more questions. That's it. Period. You hear me?
Yes.
No crying.
I'm not crying.
Don't start. I don't understand. This is a job. In order for me to do nothing. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come in.
Mr. Creasy, I just wanted to make sure you have everything that you need.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Is the food all right? Because Maria told me you didn't eat.
Yes, food is great. I just wasn't that hungry tonight.
So you, read the Bible?
Yeah, sometimes.
Does it help?
Yeah, sometimes.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
How are you doing with Peter?
Fine. As soon as she figures out that I'm not her new toy, it'll be fine.
She told me about that.
Okay.
You don't have children, do you?
I told you I didn't.
Well, they can be tenacious when they want something. And Peter just wants to be friends.
Okay. But you're paying me to protect her, right? Not to be a friend. Right? So, look, you know, maybe this isn't going to work out. Maybe your husband should find somebody that's a little more social.
You're being paid to protect her. And I'm confident that you'll do that. I'll be coming with you tomorrow. I hope that's all right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey.
Please. What's wrong?
Hey, listen, you ever have a 9mm round that didn't go off?
Oh, yeah. Failure to fire.
I know, failure to fire, and I pull the trigger, and click, nothing.
He's talking about a bad primer.
Yeah, but I... You know, right, dimple on the primer, bad, maybe.
Like we used to say, a bullet always tells the truth. Chris, you all right?
Yeah.
What were you shooting at?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry, Walter.
No, it's okay. Nothing. I was watching TV. Okay.
To get used to the traffic down here.
Yeah, very sorry.
See you, baby.
Hey.
Don't forget the cap.
Oh, thank you.
Strong swimmer.
We never win.
what do I do?
What do you think you should do? You're the fastest one in the water, you're the slowest one off the blocks. What do you think that means? What do you got to do?
Get faster off the blocks.
Get faster off the blocks.
A big swim meet is in 3 weeks.
Yeah?
I was going to end at 150 freestyle.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You can be okay.
I'll still be slow.
You're not slow.
I never finished better than third.
Maybe you are slow then.
Esta noche con nosotros, Mariana Guerrero del periódico Reforma. Vamos a hablar de secuestros. Mariana, ¿quiénes son los responsables de la ola de secuestros que azota a México?
Es una actividad del crimen organizado. No son secuestros políticos como en Colombia. Aquí lo que buscan los delincuentes es dinero. Son bandas que dividen el trabajo. Hay que
How do you think he got out?
I let him go.
It's better to be free, right?
It's better for him. Actually, he was driving me crazy.
Good night.
Good night.
In a couple days, okay?
All right.
I love you.
Love you.
Be good.
All right.
Come on, Lise.
All right. So we'll call you from Detroit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye,
honey. Señora.
Bye.
Sí, oh, gracias. Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I hate leaving her.
Concentrating. Eyes are closed. What happened?
I flinched.
You flinched. The gunshot holds no fear. Say it.
The gunshot holds no fear.
The gunshot holds no fear. Say it.
The gunshot holds no fear.
Louder.
The gunshot holds no fear.
Louder.
The gunshot holds no fear.
That's good. You welcome the sound. In fact, it's the sound that sets you free. You are a prisoner on this block until that sound sets you free. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you set?
Uh-huh. Creasy?
Hmm?
What's a concubine?
Why do you ask?
It's in my history book.
Oh.
It's like a wife, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's, Let me see. Findable wife.
Right there. But the Emperor of China had 1,000 of them.
Okay, like nowadays in the West, they have one husband for one wife. But in the olden time cultures, they had, different rules. Why, you feel sorry for the husband?
Yeah. Can you imagine my mom multiplied by 1,000? Gracie, you're smiling.
What?
You were smiling.
No.
You were?
No, I was not.
You're not now, but you were.
No, you were smiling. I wasn't
you
smiling.
You were.
When?
Like 5 seconds ago.
I'm not smiling.
Well, a second ago you were.
You said 5 seconds ago. Now that's six. 6 seconds ago I wasn't smiling.
Okay,
six
10 seconds ago.
10 seconds ago I was smiling. Okay, in the next 10 seconds, let's see who smiles first. You smiled already. See, you did. No, that wasn't a. That was a smirk. That was a smirk. That's not a smile. A smirk is different. They both start with S, but they're not the same. Do
you
know?
You were.
Hey! Stop! 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 Stop!
Come back! Come back! Come back!
Hey! Stop! 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 Come here. Hurry up! Hurry up! Sit. Bang! Bang! You don't flinch when you hear the gunshot. Understand? You
listen for the sound you don't anticipate. Concentrate on the sound. You understand me? We're gaining on you.
Go, 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 go.
Stop, stop. Come on, get out. Let's go again. Let's go again.
Toby, see la maleta, por favor?
Sí, gracias.
Come here, girl. Oh, I miss you so much.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I got a surprise for you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Huh?
Huh?
You love me so much.
Huh?
You love me so much. Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Just what I wanted. What's his name?
Sam.
Like that? Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam.
Huh?
Bhutan. It's a Himalayan kingdom. And they were having some problems with the royal family not that long ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Do you have a girlfriend, Creasy?
What?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No. What kind of question is that anyway? You're supposed to be studying history, okay?
That is history. Creasy history.
No, that's ancient history. No more questions. What else?
Who was your very first girlfriend?
Nanya.
Nanya.
Nanya business, that's who.
Okay.
Hi. Tomorrow after you drop off Peter, could you come by and take me to get my hair done?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'll leave you two to your history.
Good night.
Good night, honey.
Okay, now ask me.
Ask you what?
Hey!
Go, 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 go,
Which are you?
Train.
Train, okay, they're both in. Okay, hey.
I'm a prisoner in the block until the gunshot sets me free.
That's right. Don't smile. Don't fool around if you want to win. You want to win? Train or untrained?
Train.
Go.
Senor Christie, nice to see you.
Oh, good to see you, Madre. Peter's parents are away on business in Juarez.
Today, you are her father.
Younger. All heads turned our way.
We made a deal to take the world together.
Yeah, then one day I got a call.
And he said, I'm in love, I'm moving to Mexico. And I said, huh? I said, what happened to the plan? What happened to it?
The plan's right here.
And what'd I do? I hung up. And then I met Alicia. And then what then? I went, now I got you. I got it. Can I kiss her then?
Absolutely. Hey, what are you doing?
You got me.
Okay. I think now is as good a time as any. I bought it with my own money. Open it. It's St. Jude, patron saint of lost causes.
Well deserved. Thank you, Peter. It's beautiful.
You're welcome. I don't want to play piano. I want to swim.
It's not open for discussion, honey, okay? Miss Elosi's a very, very famous teacher, and if he accepts you as a student, you're going to play the piano.
Sorry. Baby. I love you.
Yeah.
I just want what's best for you, you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, honey.
I broke all my fingers, Creasy, then taped them back together. I wouldn't be able to play piano, but I could still swim. Sam, get back.
Yeah, don't be a crybaby. You're tougher than that. Sit.
Remember the day you wanted the pencil?
Yeah.
I know why.
Yeah?
You wanted the license number off of that car, and I wrote it down in my notebook. I got it all but the last number.
I'll get it from you later. Can you belch? Can you belch like burp? Can you burp? That's good. That's very good.
I just had a Coke.
All right, listen. Now, this teacher, this famous teacher, he teaches a lot of rich kids and plays for the symphonies and all that, right?
Yes.
All right, you belch every few minutes while you're practicing.
Okay.
You apologize to him, but you keep belching. You'll offend every sensibility he has, right?
Okay.
Very good. You'll be back in the pool in 24 hours, I guarantee you. All right, Sam?
Hola.
Lupita Ramos?
For you, Gracie.
Thank you. How does this look?
Good.
Hmm?
Hola, Pita.
Hola, hola.
Pásale.
Bye.
Bye. ¿Cuánto tiempo?
Una hora.
Una hora, gracias.
salió un chacal asesino de policía.
Este hombre, John W. Christie, ciudadano norteamericano, está bajo arresto por el asesinato de dos elementos de la policía judicial. Es también el principal sospechoso en el secuestro de Lupita Martín Ramos.
Jefe Ramírez. Jefe Ramírez. Los archivos muestran que los dos oficiales que mataron estaban fuera de servicio en ese momento. Entonces, ¿por qué tenían su uniforme puesto y adentro de la patrulla?
Lo que es seguro es que murieron heroicamente.
Ah, bueno, por supuesto. Pero ¿qué hacían exactamente en el lugar del rapto? ¿O es que eran famosos por suertudos?
Eran famosos por corruptos. Y ahora se les celebra porque han muerto.
Tell you everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right.
Señor Ramos.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Victor Fuentes, Anti-Kidnapping Division, Policía Judicial.
Excuse me. I'm Jordan Kalpas. I'm the family attorney.
Speak slower, please. My Russian is better than my English.
Well, I'm conducting the negotiations, and we neither need nor want any police assistance. We're gonna handle this thing ourselves.
Señor Ramos, two police officers were killed during your daughter's abduction. I have a written order from Ministerio Público authorizing our participation ex officio. If you want to speak to Attorney General Diaz, it's on me. Okay. The kidnapper will tell you to deliver the money alone. Por favor, don't do that, or you will find yourself in a real Mexican hell. No mariachi, no tequila, and no pita.
This hospital.
I was so pleased.
There is a pastry shop nearby.
Delgado.
They have the best pastries in Mexico.
Well, Miguel Manzano, director of the AFI, and a former director of Interpol in Rome. And you are?
And this is Rayburn.
Rayburn.
Thank you.
Hola. Do you love your daughter, Señor Ramos?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to see her again?
Yes, I do.
Señor, if your daughter's life is as important to you as it is to me, you will do as I say. Yes?
Okay, yes.
Please.
Him?
You got four of them. Open.
Peter.
It's been 2 days.
They're negotiating a ransom.
These things take time, Mr. Creasy.
Please.
Fuck with me, right?
Do you have the 10 million? Do you have the money?
Yes, we have the money.
Now, if you do as I say, the girl will be returned
exactly as she was taken. But if you deviate from the process in any way...
Por la Virgen de Guadalupe.
I swear. You will never see her again.
I understand. Listen, I too worship La Virgen de Guadalupe.
I ask if you understand.
Hello, sir. This is Mr. Ramos' attorney. He's going through a very difficult time here, but he understands.
Do you understand? Repeat the drop instruction.
Okay, the money, 10 million U.S., will be divided into 2 15-gallon black canvas bags, each containing 5 million, which will be checked at the bank by the KR agent. Then driven to the house in an armored car where it will be transferred to the delivery car.
You got a flat tire here.
This vehicle.
Hello. Yeah.
Listen, I need a driver to drive somewhere.
No. Why?
He's got a bad ticker. He's got a heart condition. Look, he's a nervous kid. He doesn't respond well to stress.
All right.
But the car will not be powerful.
Remove the trunk lid. Use the maid's valet in Acapulco.
You will arrive at La Diana Fountain at 1 a.m.
You will drive around the circle 2 times. Samuel will remove his shirt and hold it out the window to ride in the car. There is a payphone on the southeast corner. Phone will ring. You will answer and wait for instructions. There is a map on the top of the phone. Follow it.
Yeah. Perfecto. Tranquilo. Sí. Oh, no.
What are you doing? He said no phone.
Relax. Relax. I'm just trying to protect your brother, okay?
Hospital can be very dangerous places, especially when you have killed 2 corrupt cops.
Leave the money in the trunk of the white car, then return to your car. Do not look back. Remember, I'm a professional. If you keep your word, I will keep mine. My money.
Señor Ramos.
Que Dios se apiade de su hija.
Get out of here. All of you. Get the fuck out of my house. Okay, this is Lisa.
I've seen the Navajos. I'm Peter's mother. And I'm very sorry for whatever happened to your nephew, but I bet you, por favor, no le haga daño a mi niña. This conversation is not being recorded. Estás negociando directamente conmigo.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I wish we had talked sooner, señora. I'm really sorry. Now it is too late.
Looks like a dog hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Manzano was afraid the cops were gonna kill you. What are you doing, dog?
Sad. Yeah.
Shit, that crease. It's a mess. Somebody hijacked the drop. The kidnapper's nephew was killed, so he killed Peter.
Tiene herida de bala en los extremos superiores, pecho y abdomen. Un pulmón está colapsado. Pero estable.
Tiene suerte de estar vivo, pero si no guarda reposo, morirá.
¿Cuánto tiempo estará hospitalizado?
Un mes aproximadamente.
No.
Did you recognize any of this man?
No. Does that make me a suspect?
No. It would be convenient, but no.
Well, maybe you should show me some pictures of some Mexican cops. Maybe we'll get somewhere then.
Those were all policemen. Bad judicial cops. Protected by a brotherhood.
Brotherhood?
A brotherhood
called La Hermandad.
No, son.
Bueno,
yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. Let's go.
Somebody's on us.
Yeah. Lois Lane.
Who?
Mariana something works for a former newspaper journalist. She thinks you're a scoop. I'll get you up to the border. A friend of mine will take you to San Diego and drop you right at the Naval Hospital.
I'm not going, Ray.
What are you going to do?
Let's take a ride by the crime scene. She can follow us.
People are looking for you. I'm Mariana Garcia Guerrero, reporter for the Reforma.
Nice to meet you.
I found this across the street. Open it. It's Santa Muerte, Death Worship. They've put a curse on you.
You're a little late.
What are you going to do?
I'll get in my truck and leave.
I can help you. There's a brotherhood called La Hermandad. Protects high-ranking government officials, corrupt police, and organized crime at a level that is too difficult for me to reach. And I think that you and Lupita Ramos are victims of this organization. I want to expose them. I want you to talk to me. Give me your story, and then I can help you.
Help me do what? You can help me do what?
You're a stranger, you know?
That's right.
You're going to need friends that know their way around.
Okay, friend that's gonna help me. Pleasure to meet you. Tell your driver to keep his distance next time. All right, friend?
Stateside by supper time.
I'm gonna need some help first, though, Ray.
You don't stop bleeding. You won't last a day in the shape you're in.
Is that a yes or is that a no?
Yeah, but I'm done killing. I told you that.
Okay.
Anything else? It's yours.
You're talking about war, Chris.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
came to get my stuff. Couldn't find my Bible. I thought it might be in here.
I borrowed it.
Okay.
It's crazy, huh? 1 week we're figuring out which nightclub to go to, and the next thing I'm reading the Bible.
It's a good thing. You hold on to it.
I keep thinking if only we hadn't. It's like, my whole life, all I've ever thought about is what I could get for myself. My old baby. She needed me so much. Sometimes I felt like I had nothing to give her. Just, I don't know what to do. What are you gonna do?
What I do best. I'm gonna kill him. Anyone that was involved, anybody who profited from it, anybody who opens their eyes at me.
Okay, I need the license, I need the name and address of someone whose license number is C5TK8. That's C5TK8. I got everything but the last digit, so I need 10 possible matches.
And when do I find out which of the 10 it is?
Eventually.
Where do I reach you?
I'll call you.
¿Sabes quién es? ¿Qué ha estado haciendo los últimos 16 años? Trabajo de contrainsurgencia. Tailandia, Pakistán.
Jordan, Angola, Lebanon, yes, I know all that.
He's an assassin. And you want to help him identify the owner of a car for him?
Él puede llegar a lugares que nosotros no podemos. Si tú no quieres, yo lo uso sin ti.
Mariana.
Sí.
¿Cuándo volvemos a acostarnos?
Nunca dormimos, cogemos. Dame. Dame. Gracias.
Chao.
Soy policía judicial.
Menea.
Ok.
anybody who profited from it, anybody who opens their eyes at me, I'm gonna kill them.
¿Puedes oírme?
Me duele la cabeza.
Voy a hacerte unas preguntas. Si no me dices toda la verdad, vas a sufrir mucho más de lo necesario. Voy a cortarte los dedos. Uno por uno. ¿Me obligas? Y eso es para que nos andes.
¿Ok? Ahora.
No mames. ¿Sabes quién soy yo? You know who I am?
Eres miembro de la hermandad, ¿sí? ¿La hermandad? ¿Correcto?
Correcto.
Ok.
Hey. ¿Qué quieres saber? ¿Eh? ¿Qué quieres saber?
El secuestro de Ramos. ¿Qué va yo a la entrega? ¿Qué va yo?
No sé nada. Nosotros nada más nos dijeron que fuéramos por la niña. Y eso fue lo que hicimos, ¿cómo ves?
¿Tienes orden?
No sé.
¿No sabes?
No sé. No sé, nosotros somos un grupo diferente. Nosotros le entregamos a la víctima unos guardias, esos guardias a la mejor se le entregan otros guardias. ¡No! Lo que hacen el trato y los jefes no ven a la gente. ¡Eso es todo!
¿Y el otro?
Le dicen la voz.
La voz, ok.
The boy, sí.
La voz. ¿Cómo no encuentro la voz?
No.
¿Sabes? ¿Estás seguro?
No estás seguro.
Te lo creo. Háblame de los guardianes.
Yo no soy profesional, güey.
Bien.
Yo sí soy profesional, cabrón. Hago mi trabajo nada más.
Háblame de los guardianes.
Guardianes.
¿No sabes?
No sé, güey.
No sé.
¡No, ya no me cortes, cabrón! ¡Ya déjame entrar, cabrón!
Trabaja en un rey veneta. Tiene un lunar en la cara del lado izquierdo muy grandote y le dicen el cenicero o el carnicero.
Okay. De la remendad.
Sí.
Okay.
Okay. What else?
Wait. Hey. Give me one cigarette, please, sir.
Si? Okay. Bueno. Okay, my friend. So off to the next life for you. I guarantee you, you won't be lonely. Best served cold. La niña. ¿La conoces? ¿No?
You speak in Spanish. You're American, right?
And so are you.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
You from New Jersey?
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey.
All right, listen to me. All right, tell me how it works. The whole thing. Tell me how it works.
All right, everything is done up by cell phone. You just wait around for calls, and we don't even have a fucking number.
Who pays you?
We got an ATM card. We take out 200 fucking measly dollars every 2 weeks.
$200.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the PIN number?
What?
The PIN number.
Yeah,
the code number.
It's 4747.
4747.
Yeah.
Look, you wouldn't lie to me, right?
I'm not lying, man.
Did you kill? You didn't kill her, did you?
No.
Lie to me. Don't lie to me.
me.
Did you kill her?
Oh, man, you're making me fucking nervous.
Did you kill her?
No way. The fucking boss did, or his brother.
Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Who's the boss?
You never see his face.
You're lying to me, aren't you?
No. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth.
Tell me, who? You never see whose face?
Well, we were in the other room. And he was yelling at the girl because his nephew got killed and the money got stolen.
Wait. Somebody stole what money?
The ransom money at the drop.
Who stole it?
He said some fucking crook cop took it.
Who?
Fuentes.
Fuentes?
Yeah, that's him.
All right. Huh? Jersey boy?
Yeah. This Fuentes guy?
Yeah.
He's a lieutenant for the anti-kidnapping duty.
Fuentes is. What'd you do?
Oh, man.
Tell me about the girl. What'd you do? Huh? What'd you do?
I just do what they told me.
You do what they tell you to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say goodbye to her? Answer my question. Did you say goodbye to her?
No.
You didn't? There's your chance. Say goodbye.
Oh, shit.
Say goodbye to her. Say goodbye to her.
Oh, fuck, you letting me go.
Aventó la niña contra el muro, se cayó y ya no se movió. Y ya no se movió. Luego la levantó y la echó en la cajuela del coche y se fue.
¿Quién son ellos?
El hermano del jefe. Reconoce su voz.
Escúchame, si me dices, no encontrarlo, me dejaré vivir.
Pero yo no sé, te lo juro que yo no sé.
¿No?
No, pero te doy la niña. Pero te doy la niña.
¿La niña? ¿Cuál niña?
La niña. ¿No quieres la niña?
Sí, pero... ¿Qué dices? ¿Cuál niña?
La niña.
¿Aquí?
Sí.
¿Segura?
Sí.
Guerrero.
Listen, it's me. Yes, me. Listen, you know anything about a young girl being kidnapped recently? She's about 12 years old.
Yes, last night.
Do you know something?
What's her name?
Camila. Camila Valencias.
Camila? Se llama Camila?
Sí.
I got her.
Where are you?
Thank you.
see what happened.
It's okay. You sit down. Relax.
Camila, ¿estás bien?
She's okay.
¿Estás bien?
She's okay. You got banking connections?
Yes, I have connections.
Okay. PIN number's 4747. I want to find out who's putting money in that account. 4747. What do you know about a cop named Fuentes?
He's with the anti-kidnapping division. He's the one who drove Samuel Ramos to the drop.
Fuentes.
Who is she?
You can ask her later. She'll tell you anything you want to know. What do you know about him, though, Fuentes?
3 years ago, they caught him with $50,000 and a dead body in the trunk of his car.
Ah.
Never charged. Arresting officer couldn't testify because he was dead.
Has he learned that?
Mm-hmm.
You know where he lives?
He lives in a judicial compound. He travels by motorcade. Chrissy, he's better protected than the president of Mexico.
He's gonna need it. You gonna take care of her?
Yes. Well, how can I find you?
I'll find you.
Jurisdiction. I want this man as much as Chrissy does.
He'll deliver more justice in a weekend than 10 years of your courts and tribunals. Just stay out of his way.
I plan to. I will even help him if I can. But, I'd like to understand him. Give me that.
Peter Ramos. It's a number to you, you know. One more dead, but number.
What was she to Chrissy then?
She showed him it was all right to live again.
And the kidnappers who took that away, huh?
And they're gonna wish they never touched a hair on her head. A man can be an artist. And anything.
Fool, whatever.
It depends on how good he is at it. Creasy's art is dead. He's about to paint his masterpiece.
Necesito las cuentas ligadas a esta tarjeta. Número secreto 47.
Pongo una condición.
iglesia dice que hay que perdonar.
Forgiveness is between them and God. It's my job to arrange the meeting.
You hear me? Huh? You know where we are? We're under the bridge. Where the deal went bad. The ransom got stolen. You want to tell me what happened?
Have you heard of La Hermandad?
Yes, I have.
You know what it is?
Yes.
I'm the president of La Hermandad, pendejo.
You're the president?
Yes.
The president. Wow. Look at me. Oh, you can't.
I'm joking.
Let me show you what I got here. See this?
This is a charger used by convicts to hide money and drugs. They stick it in their body. They tuck it up their rectum.
You familiar with that? This. Look at me. Pencil detonator. Timer. Used as a receiver, transmitter. C4. Highly explosive. You put them all together, you got a bomb. Not very sophisticated, but very powerful. That's what you have in your ass right now. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Cheap watch. Pager watch. Used to send a page to the receiver. It's up your behind right now. So, I'm going to send you a page, which you will receive in 5 minutes. Now. You got less than 5 minutes to tell me what went down between your men and the kidnapper?
I have nothing to do with the kidnapper.
4 minutes
nothing.
And 30 seconds.
I don't know him.
You don't know? 4 minutes and 25 seconds. 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Are you sure? Okay. I got all the time in the world. You don't, but I do.
Relax, relax, buddy.
I'm relaxed. You got 3 minutes, 59 seconds.
I saw the opportunity, and I got lucky.
And?
And I had my men ready as we got instructions where to go.
Yeah, you had your men ready to steal the drop. You had your men ready to kill one of the kidnappers, yeah? You've done this many times.
Kill that cabrón.
One of the nephews of the head
kidnapper. Bingo, 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 yeah,
bingo.
Bingo,
yeah. You've done this many times. Huh?
Many times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kill many victims too, haven't you?
Come on, sir. We'll make out as best we can.
As best we could. 2 minutes, 47 seconds.
Wait a minute. Come on. I have a little gift for you.
For me?
You got come on.
What do you got?
There was no $10 million. There was $2.5 million in the
bags. The ransom was $10 million. They put it in two bags, $5 million in each bag, right?
Two bags, two, but one has hot paper. The other, only paper.
Maybe your men stole it.
Whoever did it took it before the exchange.
Okay.
At the Ramos house, before the exchange, you put the bags in the car. Guess what?
What?
Ramos lawyer, Jordan Calvis.
Jordan Calvis?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for the girl. It was just business. You know, I'm a professional.
That's what everybody keeps saying. I'm just a professional. Everybody keeps saying that to me. I'm just a professional. I'm just a professional. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. You understand?
What are you going to do now?
What am I going to do? I'm going to leave. I got to go.
Look.
Yeah,
we got... Oh, come on. What about me?
What about you? We got 40 seconds.
Come on.
45.
Last wish, please.
Last wish. I wish you had more time.
Hey.
Yes.
Casey, where are you?
Listen, I got something that looks like banking codes from Bank Coast in the Cayman Islands. I need to translate it as fast as you can.
Whose account is it?
Jordan Kalfas. And it looks like U.S. deposits and withdrawals. And give me the same thing on Samuel Raymond.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Por aquí, por favor.
Creasy. Samuel.
Honey? What's going on?
That's what I want to know. What is going on? Huh, Sam? Let me ask your wife a couple of questions, okay? You move. You make one sound. I'll snatch the life right out of you, you understand? What happened, Lisa? Were you in on this? Or was it just your husband? Huh?
Am I in on what?
You know what I'm talking about. Peter's kidnapping or death. Were you a part of it or not?
Peter got killed because the ransom got stolen.
Yeah, the money was stolen. You're right. He's right. Money was stolen by Victor Fuentes. How much was stolen, though, huh? $2.5 million, right?
What are you talking about?
He knows what I'm talking about. $2.5 million. That's what Victor got, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
$2.5 million. $2.5 million to your lawyer, Jordan Kalfas, that he put in an account in the Cayman Islands, but he won't get a chance to spend it. What happened to the other five, Sam? Huh? That's 2.5, 2.5. What is 5 from 10? That's 5. What happened to the other five, Sam? Tell your wife. It's your chance to talk. What happened to the other five?
You got a wife, Creasy?
No, I don't have a wife.
And you'll never know how hard it could be to tell your wife the truth.
No, you have a wife. You tell me what happened.
It was in this room that my father prayed.
You know what? I don't give a fuck about your
my
fucking
father. My father prayed. He prayed that his gambling debts and his infidelities would be forgiven right in this room.
Samuel!
What? Lisa?
I love you. Tell me the truth.
I didn't inherit a kingdom. That's the truth. You want to know the truth? I inherited his debt and his mess.
You
and I inherited
tell me
his lawyer.
What happened to my baby?
Jordan.
Say it! Say it! Say it! Say it! Say it to me, fucking man!
Jordan told me she'd sit in the room and watch cartoons all day. And she'd eat ice cream. And we'd have her back in 2 days. He lied to me! That's why he's fucking dead. I did it! I did it, Lisa! I agreed to the kidnapping! I did it for us. For the three of us.
Say a bullet always tells the truth. Never lies.
Maybe it'll work for you. I'll pray for you.
Esta definitivamente es la dirección de la tarjeta de débito.
Rosas.
El número de Pink fue un gran localizador. Pero ningún registro que se parezca a la voz.
¿Quién es él?
Es él. La voz. Mi gente trae su casa. Con el pretexto de vacunarlos contra el cólera. Tuvimos que inyectar a toda la colonia. Intervenimos en la casa y robamos su foto. Ahora es tiempo de presionarlo. Hay que publicar su foto en la edición de mañana.
Valora su vida, no publique estos cuadros.
Hola.
Hola.
Mr. Creasy?
Yeah, it's me.
I traced the pin for you and I have an address.
Yeah?
The card holder is Reina Rosa Sanchez, the wife of the voice. She lives in Los Arcos, apartment 26D, Via Appia.
Good.
And another thing. Pick up today's paper and you'll have a picture of the voice.
Good. Thank you.
entrando.
¿Qué hacemos?
Nada, nada.
Daniel.
¿Daniel qué?
Daniel Rosa Sánchez.
¿La voz?
Sí.
Ok. ¿Y este es su hermano? ¿Sí?
Sí.
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama?
Aurelio.
Aurelio Rosa Sánchez, ok. ¿Y eres la mujer de Daniel? ¿No es verdad?
Sí.
¿Sí? ¿Cómo lo encuentras? ¿Ah? ¿Cómo lo encuentras?
Le mandamos un mensaje a su viper. Y él nos llama al celular. Aquí no hay señal. Tenemos que salir.
Vamos
afuera. Momento. Van a recibir una llamada. Estás aquí para seguirla. Si tenemos suerte, él no cerrará a la post.
Todas las unidades reportarse. Cambio.
Hola, Daniel.
Señor Creasy.
Yeah, I got your family here. Your brother doesn't look too good. Yeah, Raina, she's, what, about 8 months? Huh? You want to negotiate?
The most important thing in life is family. Do you agree?
I agree.
And there you are. You have my family. Well, most of my family.
My wife and I are separated. You know how that is. Now tell me seriously, how much do you want?
Your brother wants to speak to you. Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna take your family apart piece by piece. You understand me? Piece by piece. Shut up! I don't want your money. You understand me? You understand me? Well, I want you. Life are you talking? What are you talking about? Whose life, Daniel? I want you.
I will give you her life for your life.
And in exchange, I will get my life back.
What life? Whose life?
Girls.
Peter's.
Peter's dead.
I'm a businessman. A girl dead is worth nothing. She's alive.
All right. I want proof of life, you hear me? I want proof of life. I want the name of her bear. What does she call her bear?
You tell her to tell you to tell me what she called her bear.
¿Cómo se llama tu osito?
Yeah.
Chrissy. She calls the bear.
Chrissy bear. Remember, I will give you her life. For your life
and the life of my brother.
Okay. Okay. I give you your brother, you give me the girl.
All right.
Where?
Se fue de la azotea, perdimos la señal.
No hubo tiempo, se cortó.
Lo perdimos.
Maldición.
Don't hang up. I think Pete is alive.
I can't take this anymore.
Take the road to Pueblo, get off Junction 34th, South Side. Meet need you there in 2 hours. But Daniel has his brother. Yeah. I'm going up on the bridge to get Peter. Anything goes wrong, you put it to his head. You pull the trigger, all right? Understand? You don't let him loose until she's with you, okay? And you don't wait for me, okay?
Yeah.
You'll be all right. You okay?
For you.
I got the last number too.
That would be crazy. You love me, don't you?
Yes, I do. With all my heart, Peter, go. Go, run.
Bye.
Dicen nada y al mismo tiempo lo esconde todo, igual que el viento que esconde el agua, como las flores que esconden lodo. Una mirada no dice nada y al mismo tiempo lo dice todo, como la lluvia sobre tu cara o el viejo mapa de algún tesoro, como la lluvia sobre tu cara o el viejo mapa de algún tesoro. Y al mismo tiempo lo esconde todo, igual que el viento que esconde el agua, como las flores que esconden el lodo. Una mirada no dice nada y al mismo tiempo lo dice todo, como la lluvia sobre tu cara o el viejo mapa de algún tesoro, como la lluvia sobre tu cara o el viejo mapa de algún tesoro.
Please go.